When you think of Pemberton, you can't help but think of horses. They're evident on our trails, on our signage, and on the hitching posts outside of local businesses. On Sunday, April 6th, the Valley's equine tradition will be front and center at the downtown community barn. The Pemberton Valley Horse Association, PVHA, is hosting its first ever tack sale and social, offering owners a chance to sell off gently used equipment and visitors an opportunity to get to know this part of Pemberton's heritage. We're looking for this to be a fun and welcoming event for families, horse lovers, and the whole community in general, PVHA Director Charlotte Jackline wrote to Peak. I mean, who doesn't like baked goods, chatting with friends, snuggling ponies, and looking at beautiful things? Vendors and individuals selling tack will be situated at tables around the barn. Local equine providers will also offer visitors a chance to get to know this iconic part of Pemberton's identity and history. Not everyone has interacted with horses before. They might feel uncomfortable if they met a horse on a trail, noted Jackline. And so part of the PVHA is seeking to build connections all throughout the community, helping create opportunities for education, increasing safety for everyone, and just bringing together different parts of the horse community. Jackline credits fellow PVHA Director Joanne Snyder with spearheading the events committee that put together this inaugural sale and social. Asterisk. The event will feature a wide range of local groups. Second Chance Creekai Ranch, a Squamish group that rescues, rehabilitates, and rehomes horses in need, will have their own table. As will Pemberton's Dreamcatcher Meadows, which breeds high-level sport horses. Giddy Up Equine Experiences, which offers camps and lessons in the valley, will be offering pony rides to kids and adults alike for $10 cash or a $15 e-transfer. Local horse trainer CS Horsemanship will be on hand to offer roping demonstrations and lessons for the public. Members of the Squamish Valley Equestrian Horse Association will also be at the sale and social. Jackline said the event offered a great chance to team up with a neighboring horse community. She also sees it as a way to bring together Pemberton's equine community, from Western to English tack, from dressage to barrel racing. As people become more specialized, that's really fun, but it also means they aren't necessarily interacting as much, which is too bad, because we can all learn from each other, Jackline said. That's not to say the event is exclusive to horsemanship. It's really for people of all ages and all sorts of horse-related interest. Or even if you're just interested in baked goods or socializing with friends, it's just very welcoming, said Jackline. You don't need to know much about horses to enjoy it. Everyone's welcome. Case in point. Farmers Market regular and baker extraordinaire Blissful Bites and local jewelry maker, model and photographer Anna Langstrand will have their own booths at the sale and social. The PVHA has been the area's foremost horse enthusiast organization since the Pemberton Valley chapter of the Backcountry Horsemen Society of BC stopped operating. The tack sale and social is free and open to the public, and will run from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, April 6. Be sure to check out the PVHA's website, Facebook, or Instagram pages for more information about the upcoming event. If you're still looking to sign up to sell equipment, email the organizers at pvhahorses@gmail.com. This article has been updated from its original version. Vanessa Savage, not Joanne Snyder, is the owner of Giddy Up Equine Experiences.